What you are hearing is a genuine representation of average conversational speech. This is how speech should sound to a person whose hearing is within the normal range. Now, let us assume that we will keep the speaker's voice at the same level, but impose a gradually progressive hearing loss on you, the listener. Note that the clarity of the words remains unchanged, but the loudness fades. This is the way persons with damage to the outer ear or middle ear are affected when the loss is slight, or about 20 decibels. Observe figure 1. There are about 1.5 million school-age children in the United States with abnormal hearing. Studies have shown that nearly 80% of the hearing problems in children can be improved through medical or surgical treatment. State and local health departments are on the alert for these hearing problems in the majority of the schools in our country.
The earlier a hearing problem is found, the better the chances for correction. Every teacher and school administrator can appreciate the educational advantages of good hearing. The children in those schools where hearing is tested regularly are certainly at an advantage. School hearing tests detect thousands of hearing impaired children each year. What you have just heard represents a slight hearing loss. Many people have a loss to this degree and are unaware of a problem. Usually, others are more conscious of a hearing loss to this extent than is the person with the loss.